I'm talking to Stu McKenzie. Stu, just tell me a little bit about your season and the impact on shearing now.
Sally, we've had the best wool growing season that we've had since 2000, so that's a long time. We had a great winter last year. We were actually lucky we got rain early in the summer last year in January, and then it went right through the year, so it's been perfect. And we got storms this last summer, which previous summers wouldn't have done much good because we didn't have any feed on the ground going into it, but this year has been enough to keep everything sort of going along pretty well generally. So it's terrific to see the wool coming off the sheep because of the season we've had.
So tell me a bit about what wool is coming off.
We've just saw the weathers and they've averaged over 7 kilo. I haven't seen cuts like that for probably about 16 years too. And the stud, the mumblebone stud we're with, have done a lot of work in their genetics in the last few, 10 years, and we're really starting to see it. The wool's actually way too long. We're probably going to get penalised for that. And people now down south, I know, are talking about shearing more than once a year because of that issue. But, we'll take those penalties because of the amount of wool that's coming off them and the quality of it, and it's been really, really good.
Micron?
Guess around 19. Last year was 18, but it was after a very dry year. But 19 might sneak up into the 20s, but I wouldn't expect to be any higher than that.
So you're expecting a decent income out of that?
Yeah. Look, the way the market is, we're looking at sort of $2,000 a bale, fleece wool or more. So it's very, very exciting to be in wool, to be honest. With a good season, throwing that in. Of course, we haven't got anywhere near enough sheep like everyone, but we have got sheep, and that's the key to, some people haven't got any or haven't been able to restock, so we're very fortunate in that.
So you had a good lambing last?
Yeah, we did. And again, it's the best lambing we've had for about 3 or 4 years as well. So, but again, our ewe numbers are way down. We've been buying in weathers to try and get our numbers up.
How many sheep are you shearing?
We'll be up near 8,000, and we've brought in about 3,000 of them. So, sort of long way. We used to run about 17, 18 here, but we haven't done that since 2001. So, and you do start to wonder, especially the young fella home is sort of wondering, is Dad dreaming or something? But it's a long haul. It still will be from now, and we need to, like everyone, need to run our seasons, and there's no guarantees of that. We've made a start through last year, so can it continue?
How many other people are growing wool in this part of the world?
Quilby Shire, I'm guessing, would be at about a third of the properties, maybe a little bit more than that. And we've always maintained that. There's been a few drop off in the last few years, mainly from change of ownership, which is a shame. The people buying have been predominantly cattle buyers, whereas go back 4 or 5 years there's a lot of changeover after the rain in 2010, and those buyers tended to be sheep producers. But in the last sort of little burst, it's been more cattle again. But I would guess about a third, and predominantly that the northern, northeastern part of the Shire has no sheep left, and dogs have been a big issue as far as that goes, but also change of ownership. But still south of Quilpie and west of Quilpie, there's still a lot of sheep.
Your shearing team, where do they come from?
They're predominantly New South Wales, there's a few locals. Used to be a charitable contractor, but had to move south because that's where the work is basically, and still does. Has been coming here for over 20 years and still doing that.
Mm. You said it's an exciting time to be in wool, but I was talking to him and he was wondering where young shearers are going to come from. Does that concern you?
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's the big issue for people who really seriously want to get back into sheep that haven't been in it for some time, because as the industry's declined, as people have got out of it, obviously there hasn't been a demand, so there hasn't been that sort of that critical level of demand to keep a workforce going. It's down in New South Wales, there's still a workforce there, but that's to actually expand that is going to be difficult. And there's also, I personally think there's a you know, it's quite a difficult these days to get new people into those sorts of jobs. And I think it's something we have to be aware of, because, and it's not just shearing, it's any, especially manual labour, but any of the more mundane jobs, the whole, we get all excited about the whole innovation talk and digital economy and all of that sort of thing, but we need shearers, we still need nurses and builders and plumbers and doctors and, what, you know, people, all those jobs that we can't survive without, and yet that doesn't seem to be in the conversation. And say young people today, they're not going away, these jobs, they never will. So, I fear that a lot of them are looking at some easy way to be a millionaire by coming up with the next great app. And some will, but the vast majority won't. And at the end of the day, you can still have a great life and make a great living out of doing the jobs that have always had to be done.
So, do you see good times ahead for Quilpie as a whole?
Yeah, look, rain will help. It's dry again now. So, and when I say dry again, some areas, especially south of town, got very little rain last year. And when you go down towards the southeast of the Shire, down towards the Paroo Shire, and that, they really didn't get a break at all. So we desperately need that. I mean, economic profiling shows that the gross agriculture product from the Quilpie Shire is half now to what it was in 2001, which is when the rains started to diminish. And that's, no one is surprised at that. That's in, you know, raw figures, that's what's done. So our product is half. So you can almost say the agricultural part of the economy has halved. And the only thing that will bring that back is rain.